Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, you bet your sweet ass we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover. How's it going?
Good, lover. How are you?
We were recently reunited. I was in D.C. for the weekend.
Yeah, you were in the nation's capital.
Marching.
I was in an empty bed, sniffing your pillow and jazzing off to it.
You were doing your own kind of civil rights work.
It's true. It's true.
With your mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Women's March was great. Moving right along.
That recap.
Speaking of women, you know this Italian stallion. He's indisputably the most handsome NYC-based actor slash comedian. He performs at the UCB Theater in New York and the Annoyance Theater in Brooklyn.
And you saw him playing a hot homeless gentleman in Go 90 series Thanksgiving. We are rock hard to welcome young Blue Eyes himself, Mr. Dom Manzalillo.
Wee-hoo, wee-hoo, wee-hoo.
Whoa, thank you so much.
Yes.
Wow.
How does it feel to be handsome, the most handsome man?
You think so? Thank you so much for that.
That's an official poll that was taken. Yeah.
People say that, but I don't book.
Handsome don't book, baby.
Handsome don't book. I want people to get past that and see, like, oh, this guy actually is talented.
Talent, yes.
Well, that's why it was nice to see you playing a homeless gentleman.
Oh, yes, yes. That was fun. I enjoyed my time. I hope you guys watched the Thanksgiving series. The guys, people listening.
Yeah.
That is. I'm sure you guys did.
We watched it. It's great. Yeah. Created by our friend Bethany Hall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Also in the Ménage à Trois Radio family.
Sweet bebop.
We have a big orgy-licious family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Growing by the second.
So, yeah, do you find that sometimes people don't find that inner talent because they're just lost in the surface?
In the ocean that is your eyes?
I got to admit, I had a hard time at first, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember watching, like, bringing up our pal Don Finelli, like, because he, I think, also has, like, a stereotype he has to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I remember watching a class show where I saw this guy. I was like, who's this dude? Like, before he even said anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who the fuck is this dude? and it's like, oh, yeah, and he's funny. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to blast through.
You
got to
prove yourself.
You got to blast through, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what women have to do all the time with everything.
Always. Oh. All day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the truth?
You blast through, though.
Dom, I blast through my handsome face. Dom was our child for a week in Boulder. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. We were at a friend's nuptials, and we just explored Colorado.
We adopted Dom, and he was in the backseat of our car for days.
Yeah, we had an SUV.
Thank you so much. I was rethinking that because my right knees are bothering me a ton. I played basketball, like, 2 weeks ago with my company's, like, Zog League.
Yep.
And I heard something pop.
Oh, no.
When I went for a loose ball. And then I was just like, man, I would like that oil or whatever Murph got in Denver.
That oil was the shit. Remember they said it was for, like,
yes.
sore joints?
Specifically asking that dude at the dispensary, like, yeah, my knee's fucked up.
Yeah, he gave you, like, a tube of THC oil and a toothpick, and you're supposed to, like, take little tiny bites.
Little dabs, yeah, a little one at a time.
Did that work?
Yeah, it did. Well, I mean, it got us through the Rockies. I mean, it felt good.
And why you were sore? Because a horse you had been riding slammed
I'd been
you into a tree.
Yeah, I'd been attempted. This horse attempted to buck me, but I stayed on. But, yeah, we blasted through a tree. It was
your glasses ripped off.
Oh man, it was quite an affair. You know, I respected that horse though, so I'm not taking any shit from this idiot.
More dangerous than I expected because there's a low hanging trees that would have beheaded me.
Oh yeah, you would have been headless horseman.
Dom was a big hit with like the 10-year-olds.
Yes,
there were some 10-year-olds that you were telling jokes to.
I just remember.
You found your audience.
Yeah, I was trying everything.
They're not superficial, you know. They look to the jokes. They're not all hung up on the looks at that age.
Yeah, I'm sure they ignored me too. I can't remember what I said, but yeah, I was working dad jokes all day.
Absolutely.
And
they were more experienced on the horses than we were. At least than I was. They certainly rode circles
around
me.
I've ridden a lot, so
it's true.
I think I was probably almost as good as those 10-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of top shelf. Let's wine and dine.
Oh, yes. We try to consider ourselves a fancy podcast. And
we
asked Dom what his favorite beverage was.
And he says, like, 10 beverages.
All great beverages.
No, he said, a seltzer with a few slices of lemon and a shot of whiskey.
Yes.
I like that.
Well, first off, I didn't know... I didn't know where I'd be, like, what's my day like today.
Right.
And, of course, I wanted to ask for, like, an old-fashioned or something really cool. But I'm not going to make you guys do that.
Very cool.
I appreciate that.
And then I was like, maybe I'll ask him for a milkshake, because that's pretty funny. However.
That would have been great.
There's the shot of whiskey. I like not messing around, too. Just take a shooter.
Just, like, let's just have a little bit of whiskey, and then just, like, just suck it down with some seltzer and
yeah.
lemon.
So no
we have
need
some
to mix.
Jameson. Are we just sipping or are we going to shoot it?
We can do whatever.
Sip. All right.
Cheers, cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
For the record, Murph and I have had our sips. Diana shot her. She blasted through it.
She blasted through. That's
blasted
the thing.
Through.
She had no choice.
We also have some like lemon slices in a bag for you if you want those.
Yeah, fresh lemon.
Well, it doesn't work now because it's peach-flavored seltzer. I'm sorry to
it's not
call
plain
you guys.
Seltz, yeah.
So now I don't want to throw in lemon and peach.
I think we can just throw it in the fridge for next time.
Yeah, well, when our next guest wants some sort of lemon slices, you're going to...
Yeah, those last ones
fresh.
You cut them, right?
They keep.
So what we like to ask in this segment is about your relationship status.
I am newly single.
Fresh single.
Freshly single and not looking to mingle.
Really?
Yeah, I just kind of want to like, I'm not going to lie, I kind of feel a little broken. Don't want to like get into something else. I kind of want to just focus on my goddamn career as an actor and a writer. So I've been doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
And also distracting myself and I'm trying to learn, Portuguese. I'm trying to like cook more. I'm trying to go to the gym more. Shit like that.
Muito obrigado.
Is that Portuguese?
It is.
Wait, so you speak Italian.
Speak Italian.
Does that make Portuguese easier to learn? Being like a romance language situation?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, definitely easier learning Portuguese than like, German or like anything else.
I always feel like Portuguese, not speaking it, but speaking a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of French, always sounds like a combination of Spanish and French.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Mm.
It like that's exactly what it sounds like to me. Mm-hmm. Like I'll catch one thing and then it'll zip over to the other.
I've only done like 5 lessons so far on Duolingo, but I mainly like it because anytime I listen to like Brazilian Portuguese, it's just like fun to me.
Oh yeah, it's party language.
Yeah, it's like chuchua. I don't know. It's never mind. Carmen and I would always do that, or he would do it best because he lived in Brazil for a little bit. I think
did
so.
He?
For like a few months, I think.
Yeah.
Or no? Am I getting this wrong?
I mean, hey, it's on record now. He's lived in Brazil as far
he's
as
not
I'm concerned.
Maybe he. No, I think he visited. It's Josh Patton who's lived in Brazil.
Ah.
Everyone in Brazil has ass implants.
They're very
That's
popular.
A fact.
They're very popular.
They are.
Yep.
That's where you go to get them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll go.
Learn some Portuguese.
We should all go.
That's the first thing you should learn in Portuguese is where are the ass implants?
How would you say that?
I don't know that much.
You don't even know how to say where?
No. They haven't gotten past the I eat an apple, which is like como I forgot how it is. Never mind. Don't put me on the
spot.
They start with
how to eat an apple.
Yeah.
It's Adam and Eve.
Yeah. It's the tale as old as time.
Wow. Diana really knows how to bring it back.
She does.
What's my thing? I bust through.
Blast.
Through.
You bust and blast.
I think, Ben, how many times have we said blast so far? 7, I think?
I haven't been keeping count, but 7
start
to 10 sounds about right.
Perfect. Let's keep that blast counter going.
Great. I'm on it.
Let's keep it going as we blast into sexy science.
Oh, what do we do here, lover?
Well, I don't know.
We rip topical articles discussing matters of the hearts and parts from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
And then we discuss them. This number came to us from the National Research Group database. And the title of this is Ongoing Studies of Human Sexuality with Participants Being Paid at Least $92 per Session.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! Oh, in the name of God!
Let's just watch the whole movie.
I think so. Yeah, we should just keep that rolling. Just the audio of Frankenstein will get you there.
So basically, there are currently research studies testing for sperm count in men with only one testicle.
Yeah.
So it's a special kind of man.
Sure. There's studies going on right now where patients abstain from sex for 12 months, have their IQ tested weekly.
Kink fetish studies that monitors brain waves while watching and reacting to various sexual imagery.
And this one I enjoy, a study for couples where they're blindfolded and asked to pick their partner out of a lineup using only their sense of smell.
Oh, so these are lots of different studies.
There are lots of different studies happening currently. Because people always ask us, too, with this when there's research. There's every fucking article is like, oh, there was some research done or there's these things. And people wonder where.
Yeah, you know, where the hell did that come from?
Is it just horseshit pulled from the sky or is this real? So we found some $92 per session. You can.
Wait, is this in New York?
Have yourself tested. The one that I saw here was in New Jersey, one of the first ones I saw. But there's, you know, there's sexual health centers all over.
Well, $92, how much does it cost to get to Jersey? Path tickets, like what?
Wait, it's $92 for what exactly?
To participate in a sex study.
For
one
session.
To be part of the data.
Okay.
So if you were to, if it was, yeah, so, I mean.
Why couldn't they just make it 100? Because after you get over somewhere, I mean, what are you going to get, like $80?
And plus hourly. I mean, how long does the study take? You know, if it's an all-day situation, probing and stroking and all that, then, yeah, 92 doesn't seem like.
Jerking off is one thing, but, like, having to smell your partner feels like it would take longer, like a big setup, because they have to get all the other people, and how does that even work?
Right, right, right. Also, the jerking off into the, you know, into a cup. I don't know if they're, you know, some of these are, it seems like, with the solo testicle study.
Yeah.
Important research being done.
I like to tell people this is not true, but I started a rumor about myself that I had a testicle inside my body.
Well, when?
I told a few people that, like,
this
5 years ago.
Oh, okay. So it's like during our friendship.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was before
high
school.
You haven't heard that rumor?
No.
Floating around.
I'm not very good at spreading rumors, apparently.
No.
But it's because they always do stuff where, like, somebody will get a surgery on something else and they'll find out they're, like, intersex or have some cool
twin
shit going
there,
on.
Yeah,
their twin that they ate in utero is like
is now
out.
A testicle.
Yes.
Yes.
That happens.
Would you be studied? Would you be willing to be studied?
Not if I had to go to Jersey.
Right.
Tell you what, I finally got tested back in October, I think it was, and that was exciting.
For what?
You're talking about STDs?
Yeah,
oh,
STDs, yeah.
To count how many balls you have?
They didn't have that option. I would have loved it. But yeah, to get tested, and it was exciting, and I got an A+.
You passed?
Nice.
A+.
A+.
I get tested every year. You have the option, and it's they're like, but you're married, and you're in a monogamous relationship. But I think I'm like a hypochondriac about
still
that kind
tests.
Of stuff.
Right.
Well, I always think, like, what if I got on the train and I sat on a pin that pricked me and gave me HIV?
Which is not...
That's not how that goes.
It's not scientifically sound whatsoever, but those are the things that run through my head.
Mm-hmm. I'm just down for testing. sometimes you probably don't even have to
DTT? Down to test?
Down to test.
Oh, I was going to DF.
DTT. Down for, DTFD.
What about DWT? Down with testing.
There we go.
Yeah, some people.
But that
should.
Sounds like down with testing.
You got to say it in a positive way like you did the first time to be clear. Yeah, it's good. It's great to be tested. It's great to know where you stand, know what's inside you, diseases or otherwise. Or
I
twins.
Would do almost anything if it was more money.
Right. Yeah, the price has got to go up.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested to find out what my sperm count is like, because I've definitely smoked pot and not taken care of myself for a very long time now. I have a feeling it's pretty depleted. I'm not going to lie.
But men consistently produce sperm. I guess if you're, like, not in a healthy state, you might not produce as much. But I think you could, like, move past a period of drug use and start.
Oh, and you could start
again.
Over.
Yeah.
Women,
unless you smoke your testes to death.
Yeah. Women are born with all the eggs they'll ever have. So that's the issue where people worry about fertility situations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
men still, like, their sperm, I think the quality plummets in old age, but they still keep producing it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Until they don't. And then they have a heart attack and die.
Quality over quantity.
That's what men do.
Do they ever look into old men's children and how, like, productive or smart they are?
Well, here's something.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
Let's say David Letterman's kid versus...
Yeah, versus a virile 18-year-old, freshman.
Yeah.
I was reading recently that sperm does affect it because there's all this pressure placed on women in age. But I was wondering that about Barron Trump because there's a lot of rumors going around that he's autistic, which it is great either way. I mean, no judgment on a child, but you do wonder, like, his dad's like...
Judgment on the child's father's sperm, not on the child.
Yes.
That's what I always say.
Judge the spunk, not the child.
I kind of want Barron to be autistic just so Trump could have, like, a more compassionate eye towards
Yes.
Totally.
The day he finally admits to that.
I want him to be gay and autistic.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know.
And he will change the world.
And black.
Young Barron will.
Is there any way he's black?
I mean, he's got to be tested.
Well, let's see what Melania's up to.
Who can say? Oh, poor Melania. I saw some great signs this weekend. Did you march in New York?
No, I was working all day. And also, yeah, I couldn't get out of work. And my knee also fucking...
Yeah, I mean, you fucking going for a loose ball. You hurt yourself.
Damn, it was, like, really bad at the best. Like, not I...
But you do support women's rights.
Oh, for sure.
And civil liberties.
Yes.
Immigrant rights.
Let me think about that.
Healthcare for all.
Yes, please.
LGBTQIA.
What? Wait, IA?
They just added the I and the A. I felt very ignorant because I had to look this up. They added an I and an A. It's for intersex and asexual. Those are new.
Perfect.
And I'm all for all that, but I do think there's a point at which an acronym is like a little too long to be like snappy and helpful.
I think some rearrangement of if it could potentially be a word, because then as long as you can say it as like a, you know, a fun word instead of just listing letters.
Is intersexual like a person that has both gender parts?
I think that is like, I'm sure there's like a more scientific interpretation,
right,
but
right.
I do think the like, the umbrella of that is like, yeah, like expressing both or multiple genders.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it's physical or chemical, I guess, maybe. Not just that people are hermaphrodites. They maybe have like more testosterone or more hormone.
It's like when I started the rumor that I had a ball,
right.
I was trying to like make myself seem like intersex and more interesting.
Oh, cool.
In a positive way. I think I told James Dwyer that I found out I had a testicle inside my body over G-Chat. And he was like, awesome.
Oh, cool. That's so great.
I'm surprised he didn't spread that around.
I know. Yeah. You would think somebody would tell him.
Yeah.
Somebody would tell somebody something.
Murph, did you know?
This is the first time you heard about this. It didn't even reach me.
I like feel like really bad about myself now.
You probably just told Dwyer and that's it, dude.
Yeah.
I thought that would be enough.
It didn't take off and you're like, all right, well, never again with that.
Well, now you know we could trust James Dwyer with our secrets.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to tell him about any like intersex issues, he's your man.
Yeah. Tight-lipped.
All right, well.
Jimmy D. Tight Lips.
That was a good sexy science.
That was great.
I feel sexier already.
Oh, sure, and more scientific. Let's get some listener love going, huh?
Listen, a mailbag.
Ooh, Taylor Moore.
That's Taylor Moore.
Yes, you know Taylor Moore's voice.
I also wanted to say earlier that you were like, I wanted an old fashioned, but I didn't want to do that to you guys. Taylor Moore came on this podcast and ordered a Negroni. And Murph was like mixing. We had like fruits and.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it was.
It was delicious, but.
Yeah, the cocktails sometimes. Well, they also get sloppier as they go because the first one you really make pristine. And
yes.
You start being like, oh, if you want a refill, now it's just turned into a slop. Like, you're just throwing ingredients.
The second one was just like Campari out of our hands.
Yeah, just lapping it out of our hands.
All right, well, that was a quick side note.
Yes.
Who do we have today? Oh, do we explain listener love?
No, I think we need to explain it.
Dom, do you understand the concept?
Some people write in.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I've listened.
Dom's got it.
Great. We don't always give the best advice. We try.
We do try. Yeah. We think you'd probably be better at helping us here.
I've been giving some advice lately.
Yo, I've seen this guy give some advice. It was...
Yeah,
who,
really?
Me? You? When?
To that horse in Colorado?
To the door, yeah.
Also, you're broken right now, so maybe you're in a really good spot to
be
like,
it's weird because it's like...
passionate.
I asked two different ladies about my relationship, and then they came back with me with their relationship, but their relationship is ongoing. So now I'm getting like texts and like Facebook messages he did this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm still like... helping them,
right?
Even though I think mine is like already done.
Yes, yeah. You're out. You should be off the hook.
But now, like, she knows that she can talk to me about whatever, and that's great. So
you know,
I like helping out.
You know what woman you should have talked to about your relationship issues?
You?
No, the woman you were in the relationship with.
Oh, word. Yeah. Well.
Sick burn, bro.
I tried.
I'm just kidding. I don't.
We
know
did.
The
no, we did.
You did talk.
We did talk,
good.
But it's also, it was a long distance relationship, so that's what ended it, really.
How
that's
long the, was it?
4,950 miles, I think it was. You know where that is?
I'm guessing that's Los
Mars?
Angeles. 5,280 feet's a mile, I know that. as far as 4,000's a miles,
5,600.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Well,
what,
Seattle, I think Los Angeles is 3,000 miles.
Oh,
something
my.
Like
so
that.
This
and
is,
how many did you
this
say?
This is Seattle.
4,900.
Oh.
This is going
our
up,
listeners
up and away.
Las
Brazil.
Vegas?
Oh, Las Vegas.
Well, so it'd be
right less than
no,
LA.
LA is 3,100 or something like that. This mine was 4,900.
So you went to LA to meet her, but she was in Vegas and you had to turn around and come back.
Yeah, Murph got it.
I know what it is. Italy.
No.
The homeland.
It's Hawaii.
Oh, ooh. Farther going the same way.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so
that's a long distance.
Mamma mia, you better believe it, pal.
I hope our advice is as good as our geography skills.
Yeah. Well, let's hope.
Doesn't Haas. Bode well, does it?
No.
I love
it
that
not.
We're getting tiny spurts of
yeah,
information.
Yeah, I'll tell you everything by the end.
Little blasts, I like to call them.
Blast through. Haas, who do we have needing help today?
Our first question comes from Adam from the University of Southern California via our Facebook page. A-Ball says,
Trojans.
If you're in for a long night of fucking, what's the better drug to be on, Coke or Molly?
Fucking peanut butter, dude.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Get
peanut
that
butter.
Get that fucking protein and fiber, dude. Get that energy going.
Yeah, you'll go all night on that butter.
For me, if we're just going between Coke and Molly, it would be Molly. Because Coke, I don't want to fuck. I want to, like, talk about everything.
Yeah. Some people get real randy with the cocaine. I've also been the same.
I don't understand, though, because some people can't get hard on drugs.
Yeah.
So sometimes drugs are not the answer for
sex. Or can't
sex.
Come. I understand Molly sometimes.
Yeah, let's just bring it back to the peanut butter. I have never had Coke. I've tried Molly, and I don't remember being horny with Molly. I from what I know from cocaine is that you're overambitious, right? You're very confident, and maybe that doesn't bode well in the sack.
Right.
No.
Like you try to like flip someone over, but you throw them out the window.
Oh.
That feels
it might
like
be a great
Lampoon's move.
That might be sex on coke is probably great the first time, but if you want to go all night, you got to go back to the peanut butter.
Also, yes. Don't try.
You got to get back into that peanut butter. Get into
don't
that
try to be sexy and blow lines off each other's genitalia because the coke sticks to moist parts. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, go dry. Bump from dry places.
Bump from dry places, not the taint.
Not the moist places.
I'm disappointed you say smash.
I know. Why was I not smashing? Blasting?
No, blasting. I already met. Wow.
This guy's high on peanut butter.
Dude, I was thinking about NBC. Smash.
I think we're going to go with peanut butter there.
Yes.
Let's blast to the second question.
Our second question is from Grace.
Under
Cincinnati
fire.
Via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. G-Dog asks, my boyfriend teaches English lit at my old high school. We started dating my junior year. I know, so scandalous, but that was almost 2 years ago. I think we can be open about a relationship now that I've graduated last year. But what do you guys think?
Wait, why not ask right when you're graduating? It's already been a year since she graduated.
Yeah, so I think it's fine to come out with this relationship.
She was stooping her teacher. That's what the situation, right?
Right.
Yep.
But now she's out of high school for a while and they're dating still.
I mean, not for a while. She's like 18. She's been out for a year.
Okay.
You know what I would worry about? If he's still teaching, he's just surrounded by the kind of women he likes to date, which exactly, are juniors in high school.
Oh, yes.
That's the issue.
We want to know more about this guy, not her.
Yeah. Your decisions are in second place to this.
How old is this guy?
Yeah, you're just a little hottie. This guy sounds like kind of an asshole.
Oh, it's complicated, though.
It is. I don't mean, like, a 30-year-old could never fall truly in love with, like, a 16-year-old. And that is post-pubescent. It's not, like, the most horrifying thing. But those laws are put in place for a reason.
Well, especially the teacher-student dynamic. That's where it gets. Because if he's 30 but not her teacher.
Yeah.
Then I think it's at least a little bit more of a conversation than when you can. You just, as a member of the school board, I just want to say that it's a no. That's
hey, congrats
gotta, you gotta,
on that, by
hey,
the way.
Look, yeah, I had to work
I'm
going to
guess this guy is 25.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it a little better.
Because, like, yeah, I doubt any, I don't know. Cause, yeah, it's high school, not college, so I think 25 is a good thing. Yeah. 25 and an 18-year-old is okay.
But
it
that's,
is.
But she said a junior, so that could be 16, 17. It could be.
It could be.
Maybe she's very advanced and she's 11.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, right. If she's in a Doogie Howser track. right to medical school, then yeah, then this question takes a dark turn.
What was the initial question? If she should tell?
Well, if they should become public with their relationship now that she's been out of school, because I guess on graduation night, if he's your date to the your graduation high school ceremony,
I want to see how this guy reacts with her out.
Wait
of high
till
school.
You're married.
There we go. Yeah, we're assuming you're waiting until you're married.
I want to see, like how Diana.
Yeah,
like,
wait it out.
Like, let me see how he reacts without her in his classroom. Or
there we go.
Right.
In school.
Is he tutoring? Is he doing some after school tutoring? Anyone?
You want a student in the class, but a slut in the ass.
That's a good one.
I would like to tell a story. I went to a high school myself, and I was in a Spanish class, I think sophomore or junior year, and we had a TA. So he was like 18, mm-hmm. and I remember my friend really liked him and would flirt with him. Wasn't trying to actually do anything, but was like, no, she could kind of get at him, mm-hmm. and he would like get really red and get really embarrassed. But like, that was one of those situations where like, if anything did happen, it didn't feel like morally.
No, the mm-hmm. TA doesn't swing the power.
But he was still very much like an adult, and he would teach some of the classes and stuff. Maybe he was 20. I don't know. My friend was very developed, though.
Mm.
You know the kind of girl I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She had a big, as Haas would say, she had a big brain.
She had a big brain.
Jugs.
Yeah.
She also had big jugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say? Big brain,
she
big jugs.
She loves the library.
All right. All right. Well, I just wanted to share that story. I'm just saying it happens in real life, not just to our listeners.
Yeah.
We live in fantasy.
We live in the fantasy world.
We live in Sexville.
Yeah. So wait it out.
Wait till marriage?
Yeah. See if he finds a TA.
Oh, I didn't co-sign on that. I just said wait a couple years.
Wait a couple years.
I say wait a whole school year for him.
Oh, so 9 months?
A whole new graduating class comes through. Yeah.
Class of 2018?
Yeah.
Class of 2018.
I know. Don't you just feel
it's
like a dinosaur?
I just feel like an old dinosaur.
Whoa.
Just trying to...
Wow.
Everyone in this room is looking away, thinking about the past.
thinking about...
No one was making eye contact.
No, just drifted. I just drifted to a place.
Don't give away all our secrets. Haas, do we have any more sad sacks who need help?
Tara, who DM'd us on Twitter at Minaj Radio, T-Tot Wonders.
T-Tot.
Should I fuck my accountant? I don't think so, but maybe...
Ben, did she write in all caps? Like I think she did the way you said that.
Yeah, she did. I tried to,
it feels like
to
an all caps. You did. You got that across.
Good
that
reading.
That was your best reading.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Well, I mean, not knowing your accountant personally, I can't really speak to. Everyone has their own tastes as to what they like.
If this
is more of a professional relationship, it's a lot looser than the teacher-student thing we were just talking about.
I think
accountant,
it's like,
client. Privileges.
If it's like our accountant who we see once a year and like pay a dollar to do our like sad taxes, yes. The only thing I see being an issue is if you're like a bajillionaire and there's like some skin in the game here and it
some
could
offshore
get messy.
Accounts.
Yeah.
And then they could like take advantage of like knowing. Yeah. You want to get to a level where you have that kind of accountant and then, but the downside is you can no longer have sex with them.
Right.
Yeah. I'm afraid that if this accountant like falls in love with you. Because then it just ruins everything. He knows everything about you.
Yeah,
kinda.
He knows your earning power.
He's like, I know your social security number.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And that's a whole mess.
Then it becomes, the first date and they already know your social?
Shit.
Oof. That's a commitment.
Do you feel like as an actor, though, like we're compromised constantly with security? I feel like I write down my social security number like 50 times a day.
To me, I wrote one today because I thought you guys needed it.
I
gave it to Ben.
Yeah.
I asked if there's anything you'd like to promote, and you gave us our social security number.
Haas is auctioning off your social security number.
06072. No, I'm not going to say it.
I'm on my second social security number.
What was the first one?
Burners.
They gave me someone else's social security number when I was born. I realized when I was older, 19 or 20.
Oh, wow.
I realized that I had someone else's social security number because he was a little older than me.
And he had bad credit because he had, like, been doing weird shit. And Murph's like, but I never did any of that.
Oh.
I did other shit. So then they combined the two and they gave me a new one.
Okay. So two people were using the same social security.
Yes.
You didn't get, like, you didn't, okay.
Yep.
But isn't that awful? You're, like, a new baby and they're trying to give you a number and they give you somebody else's number?
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, I'm sorry, man.
Shows how much faith you got to put in that system, you know?
Just what hospital is this?
It's okay. I'm over it now. This was, I think, Wilkes-Barre General, I believe I was born.
Those fucking
assholes.
Born
in St. John's Hospital. How about you, Diana?
I was born at Emmanuel,
ooh,
Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Oz?
Backseat of a car.
Yes.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Yes.
You have a car?
Same one.
Your social security number is the VIN number of that Honda.
Wait, what was the question?
Should she fuck her accountant?
Do you have an accountant?
No. I went to Brass Taxes plug last year for the first time.
Any little hotties walking around?
No. Whoa, I don't know what to say here.
Whoa.
Well, they any of the ladies I saw there, I don't think they were straight, so...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Taxes.
They were good looking people, though. I don't know what to say.
You got to get personal, because I feel like H&R Block is, if they're doing your taxes, you don't want to have sex with H&R Block. They're just like a faceless corporation.
Yeah. H&R Block? More like Cock Block.
Isn't that right?
Blast
that campaign went to hell when they tried to pull that a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. They had to get taken right off the air.
Mm-hmm.
You read for that, didn't you?
H&R Block?
Yeah,
that cock-blocking campaign they did 2 years ago?
Oh, no.
Cool.
I thought you were...
I had this sketch back in, like, 2007 I wanted to shoot where a guy just wanted to know what time it was, but the other guy was, like, being a cock... a clock block. And I'm like, no, that's not that funny.
Is that part of your one-man show?
No, it's not in there.
What is that? My name is Dom Hanks?
My name is Dom Hanks. it's some of my best bits.
I love...
Clock block
did not make the cut. I love that you dusted that off from 07, though. You know, it's one of those you got to revisit every 8 or 9 years.
I love that, though, when you're looking through old notes and you're like, is there anything here?
Yeah.
And it's just like, person on the subway.
What sucks is that I
should
have
just
done it.
Pun premises are the best.
2000,
you know?
I love puns.
That was the time. 07 was the time.
07, yeah. You should just do it just so you just produce it.
Yeah.
I've been the biggest naysayer of my own self for the past like 10 years, so now I'm like finally doing stuff.
Yeah,
because I'm like, let's just do it.
You got to
get it out there.
Get it out there.
Clock block. Are you willing to pass that off to anyone who will produce that sketch?
No, it's mine. No
that's
one all right. It.
That's copywritten. Don't touch.
Clock. Well, I'm sure I'm not the first one.
I mean, you just told at least 12 people.
Clock block, and I was gonna heighten it with another cock rhyme. I forget. Don't be a sock block. I don't know.
Oh, a sock block is good.
Yeah.
Frock block.
Frock block.
Hmm.
What about a crock pot block?
Ooh, baby.
Wow, that's the button.
Throwing sweet potatoes in there and some chicken. You're ready to go.
Crock pot block.
Crock pot
block.
It's a dock block. You can't put your boat here.
Ooh.
Ooh, I was thinking doctor.
So was I.
I was thinking document.
I was thinking documentary.
You can't come in to see this Michael Moore film. All right.
All right. Well, so accountant, yay or nay?
No, let's keep going with this.
Crocs block. I mean, I love my Crocs. I wear those around town.
Lock block. You think it's a door lock, but it's actually a lock of hair.
Mm-hmm.
For some DNA testing.
It's shocking that you just let
shock
this
block.
Sit. Shock block. I am shock blocked right now that you let this sit there since 07.
Let's please move on.
Nope, this is it. This is it for the rest of our time. So 3 for 3, peanut butter, right?
We didn't answer the accountant one.
If you're,
if he's emotionally involved, no way.
He? You just assume the accountant is a man?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I just thought she was a she, and should I fuck? Well, I guess, yeah, I assumed. Even though my accountant last year, Brass Tax, was a lady.
All right.
So anyways, no, you shouldn't, I say no.
No, don't mix.
Don't do it.
3 for 3.
Awesome.
Those questions, thank you for them, and keep them coming.
They were wonderful.
If there's any follow-ups, let us know.
Yeah, tweet at us.
But
email us.
For now, we have some questions for our guest.
Yes, we do, Dom.
Wow, baby.
Are you ready?
Something called 6 sections.
These are 6 rapid-fire sex questions. All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
Oh, boy.
You look stressed out.
Okay, all right.
Gonna saddle up.
All right, starting now.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
You have to sing it.
What's a good Luther Vandross song?
One about peanut butter?
These are rapid fire.
Can't think of the Luther Vandross quote. No tumor. That's that one.
There we go. Stolen.
All right, what's the sexiest animal?
Animal, leopard.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, maybe.
What
yeah.
U.S. president would you bone?
Oh, for sure, Barack Obama.
69 or 420?
That changes with every with age. I'm gonna say 69 still.
Yes.
And finally, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Is physical or physical eyes and ass, and if it's emotional, it's she has to love me.
Six Sections with Woo-hoo. Tom Manzolillo.
Those were great.
Thank you.
You got better as you went.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Well, yeah.
That's a tough first one to throw out to get people singing.
Mm-hmm. I immediately thought of like the best like, you know, R&B singers and shit like that. And like, ooh, we got to go with Luther. And then that's how my thought process was.
Yep.
What did you I end saw up the wheels going with?
No, do that.
Oh, that was tight.
Heart stolen. I love that with each passing year, the 69 or 420 is revisited. I like that. I like that you're not, so staunch with your answers that you're not willing to revisit this question in a year.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you're a different
69,
person.
Right? And then like, as I was saying about my knee, what I was like, wow, a good blunt would be blunt. What am I fucking? But like. Something that would help the pain here would be great. Let's go with 420 today, huh?
Yep. That makes sense.
Well, also with the knee, it's hard to do the 69.
You pull something, going to town there.
No way. What are you talking about? You can 69 with a bum knee.
I mean,
unless
who
you're standing up.
The standing 69 is a whole other animal. Well, if you're the corkscrew on the standing 69, I think you could still have a bum knee. If you're the support.
Also, my knee is okay. It's when I have to go downstairs where it kind of bothers me. So if I'm holding her and we're going,
you're going
downstairs,
down a flight of stairs while 69.
Then it'd be bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought when you said go downstairs, you meant like going down.
I did for a second. I started following him down the stairs, and then I was like, wait, was he setting me up for
69ing on a flight of stairs?
That's the only one I said.
That's a young man's game.
Yeah, it's a young man's game.
And young acrobat.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta one up, you know. I mean, who did the standing 69 in the first place? That's a presentational move. That's a move for pornography.
I
so
would
if
love
you're trying
to watch a porn where there's a couple who has to get ready in the morning, but they really want to get a 69 in.
Spiral staircase.
That's kind of like we do that in the opening
a
of
little
the
bit.
Series we just shot.
Oh, yeah, nice. But we don't have not the athletics. It's just that
no,
we're getting
we almost
ready.
Both died shooting the standing 69.
Just standing,
but
not
we
even
did do it while we were getting ready.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a real physical feat. So yeah, to
comes
do it
out
downstairs.
Valentine's Day Eve.
Yes, it does.
Valentine's Eve.
Plug for you guys.
Thank you. Hell plug, yeah. Plug. Blast that plug.
blast that plug. Oh, butt plug. What else is good in here? I like that you separated physical from emotional traits.
Yes.
Cool.
Yep.
Do people say
got to have both? Well, some people will say a physical one. They'll get embarrassed sometimes, and then they'll go, well, also, you know, I want someone who's nice.
So yeah, emotional is like a whole plethora of things. Like you got to be compassionate and funny and kind and intelligent.
Wow, those standards seem pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, the physical, like, just ass and eyes.
Ass and eyes.
I liked ass and eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's something at both end to be enjoyed.
Yeah, the eyes are the window to the butthole. Yeah.
Speaking of buttholes, should we slip on over to get it wet?
Ooh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, make it wet.
So we're going to have a contest here between the three of us. Haas is going to judge who wins, who loses. All the power is in Haas's court.
That's true. What we do is gather excerpts from various mediums, which were not written to be sexy at all. But then we try to read them to make them seem erotic.
Put on the sexy voice.
Can you do it? Great.
Okay.
Haas, what's our source material today?
This week we'll be reading the Wolferman's Christmas Catalog, a tradition of fine baking.
Great.
Nice. So. I can never go up against fucking Murph's voice. Are you kidding me?
Hey, what about my voice? People always going on about Murph.
Sorry, Diana.
You got the eyes and the ass. I'm the voice of this operation. That's
Everyone has always said that about you guys.
I'm blind. I got a shit dumper, but I got the voice.
Oh, by the way, I went to the Royal Palms for the first time in last week, and I kept thinking about you guys, how like, oh, my friends got married here.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place.
Isn't it great?
Isn't it cool?
Really, we have to go back. We haven't been in a while.
Did you see the funky bathroom wallpaper?
I hear it's only for the women.
Oh.
Yes, flamingos. Flamingos.
There's none in the men's.
What do the men have?
I saw nothing.
Just like guns and like sports. And, like,
some guns and sports.
Guns and fucking ribs.
Crows, maybe? What's the male bird? If a woman is a flamingo, a man is a...
They want to be like eagles or hawks.
Eagles,
more
eagles definitely.
A cock.
Yes. A hawk. So it sounds like hawk.
Hawk block.
Hawk block.
A hawk block.
I knew we'd get at least five more of those.
That's Dominique Wilkins.
Yes, he was the hawk block.
Haz, what's going on here?
Well, we're just taking a little tangent, but why don't we start off with Murph?
All right.
So go ahead and make that gluten squirt, baby.
Rich rugula, a European pastry with cream cheese or chocolate dough that's wrapped around fruit and nut fillings and infused with cinnamon. Flavors include apricot, currant, hurante, chocolate raspberry, cinnamon, walnut, and raspberry. Kosher. Net weight, 1 pound, 4 ounces, 20 rugula, $39.99.
Woo!
Wow.
It's a steep rugula.
I'm glad it's kosher.
Woo!
Yes. That adds a little central twist in the end.
I wasn't sure what that language was, Murph, but
I got lost in the language.
Sounded sensual.
Got lost in the language, huh?
Yeah. All right,
well, next up we have Diana.
Hi.
Should have your tasty paragraph. Now beat those eggs.
All right, here I go. Nutty, sticky buns. Crisp chopped pecans and buttery brown sugar top off a perfectly soft, sweet roll. This decadent treat is perfect for breakfast, brunch, or dessert. Add coffee, add tea, add spreads to your order. Two trays, net weight, 4 pounds, 2 ounces, 12 buns,
$19.99. Woo! Great. It came out like legal copy at the end there.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what you want in the boudoir.
Sometimes it is. Just get to the brass tacks.
All right, well, last up.
I know.
Last up, we have Dom competing, who's going to put his dick in the oven.
Ooh.
So go ahead, make it wet, sir.
Sausage and cheese casserole. Start the day deliciously with this savory and satisfying breakfast casserole.
Ooh.
You're talking cubed French bread is soaked in an egg and cream mixture. Then Italian sausage, cheddar cheese, and dry mustard are added to the dish.
Ooh.
Net weight, 1 pound, 14 ounces. Serve 6, $39.99.
Woo.
Oh, my.
That was great.
Wait, just for the real the real fans out there, can you give that last line again in Italian?
Oh, boy.
I won't put you on the spot and say Portuguese, but some Italian.
How do you say ounces? They have different measurements. Hold on one sec.
They got a whole other system, I think.
They don't say pounds or ounces.
You can pick a different line if it's easier.
Okay. Inizia il giorno delizioso con il collezione spettacolare cubed French. What would that be? cubed French bread is messo dentro nell'uovo e crema. Dopo ci metti la salsiccia italiana con il formaggio di cheddar. I'm not sure if there is a kind of, and then la mostarda. Dry mustard are added to the dish. la mostarda è stato apprezzato nel piatto. Va bene. Non so come si dice qualche parola, però dice, guarda, ci sta.
Wow.
Bellissimo.
It's way hotter in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Mamma mia. That was really hot. I mean, obviously the winner's Dom.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Well deserved just this one time.
Yes.
Damn, leopards are hot.
Mm.
Damn, leopards. Well,
leopards got them spots.
Now that we're all hot and bothered, what do you guys say we slide on over to Virtual Sugar?
Oh, yeah.
What do we do here,
lover? You're not looking to mingle, but just pretend for a moment that you are. We're going to go on an improvised date. You got to pick a name from the cup, the date cup.
Who'd you get?
Does it say Murph on it?
That's Murph.
We need to translate. Yes, it is me. It is me.
It says like MWF there.
Who's this MW character?
Most valuable.
Haz, did you just burp into the microphone?
I moved away. I'm sorry if it picked up.
Oh, it was resonating with me.
Mamma mia. Mm. All right, so you guys are going to go on an improvised date. Haz and I may jump in.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to see Dom in action.
So, wait, I'm going out. Okay, gotcha.
You're you. It could be anyone.
Okay, gotcha.
I could be anyone you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Be anything.
That's true.
Interesting. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Date begins now.
Yeah, this is my first time in this speakeasy.
Yeah.
I've never been here.
It's a real classy joint. You got to know somebody to get in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you for taking me.
Well, you know me. That's how you got in.
Well, but I didn't know. Did you know anyone?
Well, yeah, I knew a guy. I knew one guy. Yeah, he used to be here. He passed away, but you know, in memory of him, I like to come here on dates.
Oh, cool. So you've brought a lot of other dates
not
here?
Not a lot. You know, it's been slow with the holidays.
Yeah,
we're going
for sure. Yeah.
Those are killer boots.
Thank you so much.
As soon as I saw them, I was like, oh, man.
Great. I could ball in them in puddles.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. You get to ball in the rain.
Yeah,
ball well, most in the of rain. Us are indoors.
Hey, guys. Sorry to interrupt. Mm. I'm actually looking for people to participate in a sex study, and I couldn't help but noticing with your tight pants that you both only have one testicle.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be really great test subjects.
Very observant.
For a study I'm doing. It's tomorrow in the Gowanus.
In the canal itself?
Yeah, we have a little boat where the testing takes place.
Okay. So far, I haven't heard how much.
Yeah, I haven't heard a price.
It's $94.50.
A piece, or is that a total?
No, that's total. You'd have to split that.
I mean, I'm out of work, so
I'm free
tomorrow.
$47.25 each.
Can he take all of it if I say no?
No, I need you both. You'll be
gotcha.
Blindfolded and then smelling each other's balls.
Hmm.
Whoa, is that our second date? I'll do it.
Let's do it. That's a great second date.
Yeah.
Awesome. Here's my card.
Oh.
My name is Rachel, and I'll be in the Gowanus.
Interesting.
Cool. So time was it?
12.
Oh, I wonder, probably a.m., right?
12 a.m.? No.
That sounds like a midnight study.
12 p.m.?
Research? Well, yeah. Lunchtime. Sniffing balls. You know, ever since Roger passed, this place is, you know, it used to just be about the cocktails. You know, it used to be about like, ooh, swanky, old-fashioned speakeasy. Now there's
a lot of
rogue scientists roaming around in here doing sexual experiments, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I just want to let you know that's not necessarily what I'm into. This is just, you know, the place I out of memory, I come here and you know, now it's turned into a bit of a scientific circus.
I learn something about myself tomorrow with you. It's tomorrow that we said? That
I think
Rachel,
it was tomorrow. Well, let's go at midnight and we'll see if anyone's in the canal.
Like tonight?
Tonight at midnight, I guess.
Well, she's still there talking to that other couple.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe we should have bargained for more money. $47.25.
Murph.
Sniff your balls.
Murph.
Roger. Roger?
It's me, Roger. I'm here to tell you to get tested. I never did, and now I'm dead.
This is
Roger
a peculiar...
Roger left us too early from HIV. Complications from AIDS.
Well, Murph, I just met you, and now I'm getting tested or whatever to go honest with you, and then now your friend is dying or is dead, ghost.
Already dead.
Is there, can I just...
It's a little fast.
It's a little fast. However, Roger, can I speak with you, or is it just to Murph?
Sure, I'm standing right here,
idiot. Oh, cool, can you ask if my cousin's there with you?
Which cousin?
Richard?
Richard. Yes, he's here.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
this is a great first date.
Side.
I get to know that like
it's
a loved one is there.
Your cousin Richard.
Whoa, Richard.
I also died of AIDS.
I didn't really?
Yeah. I mean, there are. I assume Roger's in AIDS heaven. That's how I like to.
Yeah, someone stuck me with the needle on the bus.
AIDS heaven is awesome.
Anyway, so you could get AIDS with the needle on the bus.
They've got all the pasta you
possible.
Could eat up here.
Oh, wait, I don't like this.
Richard, they got you doing your Italian caricature up there.
Yeah, I don't
Endless breadsticks.
No, I don't. This is not the Richard I know.
Richard, you became a different person when you crossed over.
Yeah.
Also, where's Freddie Mercury? Is he up there? I mean, I don't mean to be rude to you two, but if we're in AIDS, if we got a direct line to AIDS heaven, mm-hmm. I got a list. I'm going to get my contact list out.
Yeah,
let me check. No, Freddie's entertaining down at the gay casino.
You want to get down to the gay casino?
Yeah, I'm really like.
We got some time before
there.
Midnight. See you there.
Wow. Don Pardo.
See you.
See you there.
We also scheduled, I would count the the gay casino after as a second date, and then we've got a third date for testing. Yeah, that was like a rapid fire setting up multiple dates, which is a move that some people pull on.
I love dates when you get right into something that's not where are you from and shit like that.
Yeah, let's
what do you do?
Cut the small talk.
Yeah, damn, like, just straight up. What do you think about like abortion?
Yeah,
just get right into something like. Well, maybe that question. I'm sorry, but like really.
Yeah, or just like talk to ghosts about AIDS and smell each other's balls.
Yep, agreeing to the.
That's
study.
A good question. Now, like, do you believe in ghosts or aliens? I think is a.
I think
fun,
that is.
Yeah,
you know a lot about something.
Oh, I had a recent antidote that was really interesting.
Do you mean anecdote?
Yeah.
Wait, who was poisoned?
No one.
Go ahead.
Wait.
Oh
so
yeah.
What's up?
No, have you got? Do you guys know Kelsey Grammer? The tragedies of his life.
No.
This is a great opener. It's really funny stuff.
You open on a first date with, you know, the tragedies of Kelsey Grammer's life.
It's a true thing, though. Look
Wait,
it up.
Yeah,
so his father was in a terrible car accident, passed. And then his sister was kidnapped and never found, presumed to be murdered. And then his two half-brothers were eaten by sharks.
Whoa.
Are you being serious?
I'm being totally serious.
You got a second date.
Now, that is how you come across as an interesting, cultured man.
A cultured man? You, like, read an article? That's amazing.
I love it.
And I've been rewatching Frasier.
Yes, well, now through a different lens after hearing this information.
This guy is putting up this great work while he's got that past.
Well, maybe he's using it, you know?
Yeah. Tears of a Clown.
Yeah.
Do you believe in that? Tears of a Clown?
Tears of a Clown? I don't believe it's always true, but no. I think humor is a hell of a mechanism to, you know, to...
But yeah, he's definitely channeling it in his Noam Chomsky jokes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The shark attack.
Speaking of Tears of a Clown, we're really sad because we have to say goodbye to Dominique.
Oh, she's so good.
She is just smooth as butter, as peanut butter.
Got a bust Domenico. Through.
Did you say Domenico? Domenico.
What is it?
Domenico.
Domenico. All right, you guys don't have to bid adieu to Dom. Just head on over to Twitter and follow him at Dom Manzolillo. That's just at Manzolillo on Instagram.
That's right. Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled for My Name is Dom Hanks. His one-man show coming soon to the Annoyance Theater.
It's already there.
But the next dates aren't.
Oh, yeah, I haven't said what the next date is.
Give us those dates, those hot dates.
And remember, use the hashtag #HotDom when referencing him on the internet.
Yes, please.
Thank
it's
you.
Trending.
Hashtag #HotDom.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
We also technically have to thank our producer. Boy, oi, 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 oi. Ha! That's Ben Hosley.
Yeah, and our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Thank you to Kelsey Grammer for sharing your tragedies with us today.
And Luther Vandross for his beautiful singing.
Oh, Luther.
Please tweet
you're
us.
You're missed.
At Menagerie
Go. Oh.
Elizabeth Warren was my crush.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a great
one. Political crush.
I was trying to think of that lady from, what's her name? Spotlight. Rachel McAdams.
Oh, McAdams.
Let's bust out.
Sexy.
Blast
bust.
All right, that's 14.
She's got the butt, she's got the eyes.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.